Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Agriculture futures today were under pressure, despite the U.S. dollar being sharply lower for the second day in a row. Typically, when the dollar's down 83 today and then 150 to 175 yesterday, back-to-back down days will typically mean that commodity prices would go up. But today, they're all selling off. Even the energy sector's down. So grains are down, cattle are down, energies are down. So just a negative red day across the board, despite the dollar being extremely weak. Corn today down 2 to 2.5 cents. March finished down 2.25 at 368 3/4. Soybeans down about 0.5 cent here. And then wheat was the leader to the downside. And in Chicago, wheat closed down about 6.5 cents in March to 473.5, a penny off the low. Kansas City March down 8.5 at 460, about a penny off the low there too. And then July 16 wheat, the crop in the ground today, 479.5, down 9 cents. So it's nearly 20 cents off of that $5 level that it traded at for so long. The wheat also looks like it's kind of broken out of the month-long trading range here. Could possibly be going back down to the level set on January 1st. In the March wheat, that was about 451, so about 9 cents off of that low from January 1st.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
This next Tuesday, we've got the next USDA U.S. and World Supply and Demand Estimates. That'll be Tuesday, February 9th, 11 a.m. Early estimates here on the U.S. ending stocks. For corn, the average guess was 1.809 billion bushels. That was actually 7 million bushels higher than the January number. Now, beans are expected to be 445 million bushels, also higher than January. January's number was 440. And then wheat, 6 million bushels higher at 947 million bushels. So across the board, corn, beans, and wheat, all slightly higher for the U.S. ending stocks. On the world level, a little bit different story, a little bit lighter there. On the 15-16 world carryout, it looks like corn, 208.3 million metric tons, down from 208.9. Soybeans, 79 million metric tons, down from 79.3 million metric tons. And then wheat, 231.5 million metric tons, down from 232. Now, South American production, Argentina corn, 25.3, down from 25.6 last month. And then Brazil corn left the same at 81.5. On the soybeans, a little bit lighter for the Argentina crop at 56.9 million metric tons. And for beans, a little bit lighter in Brazil at 99.4 million metric tons.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, the February live cattle up 22 at 137.07, April down 10 at 135.65, March feeder cattle down 142 at 156.52, and April down 127 at 156.02. February lean hogs up 57 at 65.12, April up 57 at 70.25. March Kansas City wheat down 8 3/4 at 459 3/4, May down 8 3/4 at 469 3/4. March Chicago wheat down 7 1/4 at 472 3/4. March corn down 2.5 at 368.5. May down 2.5 at 373.5. March soybeans down 2 1/4 at 874.5, with May down 2 1/4 at 877.5. March cotton down 171 at 60.23. May down 171 at 60.70. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.